Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Even if you sin, even if you invent a new sin nobody ever did before, even if you cross a boundary once again that you swore you'd never cross, grace means that God does the work. That's kind of the essence of it. God does the work. And getting you saved was God's work. Saving you is God's work. Keeping you saved is God's work. But so many people lose it right there. God saved me, now I got to keep myself saved. I'm saved by grace, now I'm kept saved by works. What good is that salvation? It's like, you know, you're in the sea, God rescues you on the boat back to shore, boat ride back to shore, he decides, I don't like you very much. He throws you back overboard? Not going to happen.
No.
That's not called salvation. What good is the salvation that throws the soggy sinner overboard?
Right.
Heaven is not a merit badge for people who behave. Before, during, or after you're saved. It's a gift for someone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we say it's eternal security, we talk about feeling secure in Christ. Look, either Jesus did it all or he didn't. And he did. He said it's finished. He didn't say it's 98% finished, go to the other 2%. It's fully, eternally finished. You have this salvation that endures. Mm. And it goes deep right down into your psychology. And so once you're saved, you're always saved. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. Even the prodigal son has the word son in his name.
Mm-hmm.
He never stopped being the father's son. He was in the worst place ever. And, you know, he's sunk as deep as his bottom of the barrel. And yet he was still the son, and the father still was looking for him every day at the head of the road, and he wanted his son home. And the minute his son came home, it was welcome home. Let's have a barbecue and a party. And I would say to anybody listening today, you may have sunk lower than you ever thought you would. You may have crossed boundaries. You swore you'd never cross. You wonder if God wants you back. I'm here to tell you today, on the basis of God's word, he does want you back. He loves you. You've not sunk too low for his grace. He will welcome you with open arms. You say, well, I've tried that again and again. He'll welcome you again and again. You'll never run out of welcome homes with your heavenly Father.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.